What are the benefits you receive because of the resurrection of Jesus? We've been looking at that this week, the week after Easter, and today's Friday, April 5th. Now, most people think the great benefit we receive because of the resurrection is that we know that we too will be raised up with Christ. And this is true. But we have learned that we also receive so much more. As we learned yesterday, we receive peace with God. And also, we find ourselves included in the family of God. Now, there are two additional benefits that we're going to examine this week. Here is our text for today. John chapter 20, verse 21 to 23. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Jesus had told them that this gift, the gift of the Spirit, was coming. He did quite a bit of teaching on the Holy Spirit on the night in which he was betrayed, that Thursday night before Good Friday when Jesus went to the cross. Here's some of what Jesus said to them that night. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." That's John 14, chapter 14, verse 15 to 17. Jesus also said, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." That's John 14, verse 25 to 26. Jesus also taught them, "But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me." That's John chapter 15, verse 26. And one more from Jesus. "Nevertheless, I tell you, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." That's John chapter 16, verse 7. Now that scene with Jesus and his disciples at the resurrection is the fulfillment of that last verse, that promise to provide his Spirit. And notice what Jesus does before he gives his Spirit to them. He breathes on them. Why does he do this? It seems quite strange. Well, the word for wind or breath is the same as that for Spirit. This metaphor is found both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. We see this metaphor used by Jesus when he teaches Nicodemus about the need to be born again. Jesus tells him that the Spirit is like the wind. You cannot see it, but you can see its effect. So why is the giving of the Spirit to the disciples and to us so important? Well, first, the Spirit represents Jesus. In giving them his Spirit, Jesus fulfilled his promise not to leave them alone, not to leave them as orphans. So if you are in Christ, it is true that Jesus will never leave you or forsake you. He is present with you by his Holy Spirit. And second, though Jesus accomplished our salvation at the cross, and he is all that is applied of this grace of God in Christ in our lives, is actually applied by the Spirit of God. You see, Jesus accomplishes it. The Spirit applies this grace day after day. That is why we must learn about the way of the Spirit of God and the way the Spirit works in our lives. Our life together with God is a cooperation wherein the Spirit applies the work of Jesus and we keep in step with the Spirit. But there's also a third reason. Jesus gives to us the ministry of reconciliation. This ministry is empowered and enabled by the Spirit. We cannot bring reconciliation on our own. This ministry is done by the Spirit. Only Jesus can do this. Now, we say all of this to make it clear that we cannot live our new life without the work of the Spirit in our lives. It's not in us, but Jesus has provided us with all that we need through the presence of His Spirit. And to trust the leading of the Spirit, that is the way we walk forward in our life in Christ. So you should know that Jesus has also breathed His Spirit into you. He has provided all that you need for life and godliness as you follow Him and as you enjoy your new life in Him. Let's pray together. Father God, we rely on Jesus' gift of the Spirit. Give us a sensitivity to your Spirit that we might respond as we are being led each day. For we pray with gratitude in the name of Jesus.